Good morning. Coming up on 7:44 on the Mighty 690, and moving our schedule around just a little bit here this morning, we have joining us Mike Olson from Fredonia Old Iron Days. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Hey, great day.
It's good to have you on here, and boy, oh boy, I am so excited as we get into the last weekend of September. You know, every time I'm on 400, I always see the Old Iron Club grounds and that big sign that says last weekend in September, and we're almost here.
Yes, we are. It's been a busy week or two and getting ready for the show and everything. We've got a lot going on.
That's great. So, you know, a little bit of a background, maybe, if you will. This has been going on for quite a number of years, right?
For 25 years. This is our 25th year anniversary. We started out down in Fredonia on a bare lot with just a few people and a few kids. And once we got our memorial park, Roland Redford Memorial Park, we expanded up tremendously to over 2,000 kids will be coming now Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday be open to the public. Although it is open to the public all the week, so they can come anytime.
Oh yeah, no, that is great. I know it's so much. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I went for the first time last year.
Oh, you went.
And it was just so much fun. And it reminds me, it's kind of like a playground for adults, if you will, and kids.
And kids.
But
yes.
The thing is, you know, it just with you have so many people who, you know, they get into some of these hobbies with these engines,
with these
old kind of antiques that some people may call.
Yes.
And this is their chance to kind of have a little space set aside for it. And the grounds are so incorporative of having all these different facets here. So I know we've got a lot going on over these next several days. So do you want to go over a little bit of if people are going to attend Old Iron Days, what kind of things might they see?
Okay, they will see a sawmill. They'll see a stationary hay baler. They'll see seed and clean ecosystems. We got to deal on that. A lot of different cooking, open fire cooking, cooking with a wood burning stove. There'll be a steam engine tractor, big huge one, come up from Tulsa for us, and it'll be running around periodically through the week. And then a lot more. There's a corn processing bunch in the corner. Large family has a lot of stuff there. And then we have crush rock. And a lot of this machinery dates back to 1800s. The oldest thing that I have in my particular building is 1843. And that's before the Civil War. So kind of fills into that up to the 1880s and in the early 20s, up to the early 20s. Not too much after the war, up in the 40s. But it's a very exciting thing. If you ever did go to Branson when it was just starting out, it's kind of like that. It's a step back in time. And I know a lot of us senior citizens, so to speak, have seen set on the curb at our grandmother's places and eat ice cream. You can do that here because we make ice cream with those stationary machines, and we also have a huge display of them in the building. It just goes on and on. There's over 30 working demonstrations, and the thing about with the kids, it's hands-on. It's a learning experience for them. They can see it, they can feel it, they can touch it. They can actually, we let them operate a few that are not dangerous, but we put up restrainers where there's safety in each, because number one is their safety, number two is the kids. So we try to leave them the day when they leave on the bus, say, well, we hope they're sleeping in the seat on the way home because they're wore out, but they've learned something.
That is great. And speaking of kids, you're going to have a lot of kids coming through for field trips this week, right?
Yes. We're going to have over 2,000 coming from about 30-plus schools in the four-county area and really the corner of southeast Kansas. We have a few from Oklahoma. We also have invited the last several years homeschoolers, and we had a couple of groups come from Bartlesville, I think it was, Bartlesville. I hope they come this year. We don't know. They don't usually pre-register, but if we do, we love them. We'd love to have them. The kids get in free. The adults that come with the kids get in free on those days, and they get ice cream. So it's pretty neat, really. It is.
That is a lot of fun. So you mentioned your building. What are yours is one of the things that you do over there?
Well, I'm kind of partial to it. I do feed and seed cleaning and the different kinds of seed, and then I do a plant shed, and it's an ecosystem, more with the ecosystem and ecology of things. And we break it down into minor things. Like this year, I'm doing mussels. One year, I did native grass or cover crops. So I try to keep something new every year. I get something different, something new, and it's a learning deal there, more of a learning thing. But I have a lot of old antiques too, and hand crank things. And if the kids can touch it, feel and smell it, and I hope they come home dirty a little bit anyway with it, and with a sense of actually where their food comes from. So we're trying. That's an educational aspect of it.
So, Mike, how did you get involved in all of this? You know, what was your interest?
Well, I farmed my entire life, so I kind of gravitate to that sort of thing to start with. But here, when we were clear down at Fredonia on the deal, there was, I think we had 25 charter members, and I was not one of them. But I went to a show there, and I thought, man, that's cool. I'd like to join. So about 2 years later, when they came out to our memorial park, I joined, and I've been there ever since for the last 15 years or so.
Well, it is really impressive to see how everything is kind of grown throughout the years.
It has.
And the grounds have really improved. And I know, just looking at that sort of thing, I mean, it is a labor of love. And, I mean, just countless volunteer hours to make this happen.
That's exactly right. And actually, the 24 show, 2024, will start when this one ends. Start planning for it. So we've been working all year towards this one. And we got a tremendous group of volunteers, and they all, it takes everybody pitching in to get this done, and I think everybody does a fine job.
Oh, that is great. So for folks who are looking to attend, of course, things open up on Wednesday, and I know Saturday is kind of like the real big day as far as all the mm-hmm. events going on, right?
Yes, Saturday is a full day, and it'll go into the evening some, you know, with fundraisers, and we have a poetry contest. This new for this year.
Yeah, you do have a few new things, right?
Yeah, poetry, the old cowboy poetry thing is new, and that'll be new. Musical entertainment. We're having a 4-H'ers is having a harvest meal, and that's the thing about, one thing about the club, we partner with the 4-H, the FFA, the Soil Conservation Service, the NRCS, and anybody that else that's kind of tied to that, that's willing to work with us to get a show coming on. So yeah, the cost at the gate is $5, and if you come Wednesday and get a button, that's good all 4 days. So, and it's anybody under 12 in free. No, we don't charge kids, because that's one thing that we try to emphasize on in our mission statement, quotes it to the education of the children.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, that is a great reminder there. So, and then I know that a lot of folks enjoy that parade of power here. That's one of the big events.
Yes. Yes, it is. It usually lasts anywhere from 45 minutes to over an hour. Any kind of make and model you can think of comes through it. We don't limit it to any one, although we do kind of showcase one on the papers. But there's an old Caterpillar that comes through there, cable jobs, and then iron wheel tractors can come through there because we're on gravel, so they don't have to have rubber tires. That, and anybody that has some piece of machinery to hook on, like an old corn binder or a disc or a plow or whatever, they're willing to pull it along. I had pulled an old gravity flow wagon type thing that was my grandpa's years ago, back when I was a kid. Played in it countless hours, and kind of rebuilt it and pulled it. So, yeah, the Parade of Power is really neat, really neat.
And you see some pretty young kids driving some of those tractors.
Yes, you do. And we try to watch that for safety. But if grandpa or dad's on there, we figure they're in charge. So, yes, we do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is definitely a piece of Americana here. We're talking with Mike Olson about Wilson County Old Iron Days that is coming up, starting up here on Wednesday, and we'll roll all the way until Sunday. Mike, anything else you'd like to share for the listeners here?
Just come and sit back and see the sights and smell the smells and enjoy yourself. Relax. You may don't need to see it all. I don't think you could see it all in one day, hardly, unless you're really, really in shape. But we just invite everybody to come. We also, we are total 501c3, work on donations. I want to thank all of our sponsors and our donors throughout the years. A big thank you to them, because without them, we couldn't do it, and without the volunteers of the club in general. It's kind of like Hillary said, that it takes a community to raise a child. Well, it takes a community and more to get this done, and we're all working together. We'll get her done.
Absolutely. So that is definitely going to be a good time. We have Wilson County Old Iron Days coming up, and also, you don't even have to worry about bringing food, because they've got lots there.
We have vendors on premises, yes. You can have hot dogs and whatever they cook.
Yeah, and I hope those steam whistles are going too. That's another another fun time.
We hope so. It's setting there now. They brought it in here a couple of days ago, and they'll get it going. I'm pretty sure get it going for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, that's some great stuff.
Mm-hmm. I might add that Sunday is just church, and then after it for an hour, we start 8:30 to 9:30 or so, and then the show is not on the rest of that day.
Sure.
So yeah,
folks are.
But it's a non-denominational type thing, very laid back. We sing a lot of old songs and usually have a pretty fair crowd. And then the church itself came from some Colfax is one and LaFountain is one that of churches that closed in the local areas, and we took bits and pieces and put them together. So that's how we work.
Very, very cool. Well, Mike, I'm so glad that you're able to stop in here and come down to Coffeyville and let us know about this coming up. I know I'm definitely planning on being there on Saturday with my folks. So
good.
It's going to be a real good time.
Come by the plant seed shed, and I'll give you a 2-cent turn.
Okay, I cannot wait. Well, we're really looking forward to Wilson County Old Iron Days coming up here, starting on Wednesday and continuing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a church on Sunday morning. So it is going to be a good one. So, Mike, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. You betcha.
Alrighty. Yeah, absolutely. And we got more coming up here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, so keep it here.